Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 29, 2023. The source of warmth. Question. According to the laws of physics, if I want to create a heat wave, I have to take it from somewhere, and somewhere it will be cold. How can I make sure that the warmth remains everywhere? Answer. You have a constant source of warmth, it is the Creator. If you are taking warmth from Him, then you will have enough to immerse the entire world in warmth. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 16, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. Through coming closer to each other. Question. How can we promptly prepare each of our desires for correction and for receiving the upper abundance in accordance with the Creator's desire? Answer, this is done only through your coming closer to each other. Everything is revealed in the fact that you get closer to each other, and then everything works out for you. Coming closer means to accept the desires of the friends as our own and to ask for the fulfillment of their desires. Friends show an example and include all of you in a single system. Whether you want it or not, you enter into their actions, and you reach a common effort. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 15, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. Not all restrictions are the same. Question. Are the restriction of the Creator in relation to the creation and restriction of the creation in relation to the Creator the same? Answer, no, they are not the same. The Creator restricts His presence in order to give us the opportunity to reveal Him. We restrict our egoistic desire in order to give Him the opportunity to be revealed. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 15, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. Reinstating the Creator as the center of the universe. Question. We learn that any prayer should begin and end with gratitude. What should we add to the middle of our prayer on the days of Rosh Hashanah? Answer. We must add the desire to begin the work of reinstating the Creator in our eyes in a new way and elevating Him in our feelings and understanding to the highest point. This is the only force that creates and builds us out of our fragmented forces, out of our lowest desires, that raises and unites us so that we can recreate Him and He will truly be the King of all creation, the Creator. It all depends on our joint participation in order to create the correct universe in which we can feel its center, the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson September 15, 2023. Rosh Hashanah. Only together. Question. Do we need to do the internal work on self-criticism every day? It is recommended to devote half an hour to this. Or do we determine this according to our state? Answer. Of course you do it according to your state. But it is desirable for it to happen every day. Question. Is it possible to do this work together in a group? Answer. There is no work that cannot be done together. Try it. Talk about it among yourselves, and see that you can do any job together. If you build the criticism correctly, you will come to the right line. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson August 25, 2023. To criticize oneself. Bare and destitute in spirituality. Question. What is it to be bare and destitute in spirituality? Answer, when a person does not have clothes on himself, levushim, that is, kelim, vessels, for the surrounding light, then he is called bare. He is called destitute when we say that he does not have a screen because a person simply has nothing to put on himself. He can purchase the screen only through his request to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson August 24, 2023. To criticize oneself. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what is the Sephiroth? The word Sephirot comes from the word Sapir, which means glow or illumination. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that there is a spiritual force of love and bestowal, which it calls light, and when we adapt ourselves to this force, we let it enter our desires and it shines in them. We then call the desires in which the spiritual light illuminates, Sephirot. The process of spiritual attainment is one of rising above our inborn corporeal desires with a spiritual intention to love and to bestow. The more we do so, the more we reveal the Sephirot. We discover these Sephirot in the place of what are called the spiritual worlds, Olamot, from the word for concealment, healing. That is, the more we rise in spiritual degrees, the more we reveal the illuminations of the Sephirot and the concealments upon our perception and senses disappear. Based on Cab TV's preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on August 27, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.